You're listening to All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. Today, Jody Herring, the suspect in the killing of four people in central Vermont in August 2015, took a plea deal in court. Herring was charged with killing three of her relatives, as well as Laura Sobel, a social worker with the Department of Children and Families. WCAX reporter Kyle Maduro was in the courtroom in Barrie today as the court accepted the plea deal, and he joins me on the line now. Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Good. So what are the terms of this plea deal?
So essentially, Ms. Herring is looking at least 35 years behind bars with the potential that she'll spend the rest of her life there. We did ask the defense attorney why accept this plea. He had floated the possibility of an insanity defense, had previously argued she wasn't competent to stand trial. And he said essentially that this gave them the best chance that she wouldn't end up dying behind bars and that she might eventually be free one day again.
And what was Jody Herring like in the courtroom today as this all came out?
Well, the first time she walked into court, she was exceptionally stoic. She looked essentially like a robot. She's been showing more and more human features, frankly, as this has progressed through the court process today. More of the same. She did speak a little bit and answering questions with the judge, but that's not to say she was showing emotion. She was largely stoic as she sat at the defense table and didn't really show any emotions if indeed she was overwrought or truly experiencing them.
Were other family members of the victims in this case present, and what was their reaction in court?
So I did speak with one family member who had her aunt, her mother, and her grandmother murdered by her aunt. And previously she told me she wished that Vermont had the death penalty because that's what her aunt deserves. However, today she did say she and her family were on board with the plea agreement, really glad that this is nearing its conclusion. She was happy, and it was really a happy mood for many of the Herring family members. Did not have the chance to speak with any members of Lara Sobel's family. However, the prosecutor did say that their family is also on board with this deal.
Okay. And Herring's trial was supposed to begin next month. This deal avoids going to trial. What are the next steps then in this case? When will Herring be sentenced?
So there was no sentencing date set today. However, they did outline the fact that this is probably going to come up in October at some point. Really unusual element about that is that both the prosecution and the defense were talking about spending 5 days at sentencing. That's really atypical. Even a day and a half is considered long, but that just tells you what a different take you'll see from the prosecution as well as the defense when it comes time for that.
A five-day sentencing hearing, I mean, that sounds almost like the length of a trial.
There are many trials that don't even take that long. You're going to hear from expert witnesses during that. You'll hear some very different takes on her mental status, both at the time that these murders took place and thereafter. That's really going to prove to be the meat of this deal and see whether the defense truly made the right calculation in determining that Ms. Herring will indeed have a chance to eventually get out again someday because of this deal.
Okay. Kyle Maduro is a reporter for WCAX. Thanks, Kyle.
Absolutely.